A word for you from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. This is the classic chapter on love, and even non-Christians tend to know it, sometimes using it, of course, against Christians. And I'm using it today so that we examine ourselves, because this is written to Christians, not to pagans. And Paul is making it clear that even if the Corinthian Christians have all the gifts that are so impressive, so powerful, but if they do not have love, they are nothing. And so here we have a whole chapter describing it. But firstly, here is Paul's argument, that even if we can speak in all the languages of the world, we resolve the Babel problem. And on top of that, we can even speak in the tongues of angels, heavenly languages. But, and this is God's point here, and we need to grab hold of it and understand it, but if we do not have love, despite this gift of the languages of men and of angels, then we have become noisy Christians, an irritation, a source of frustration, both to God and to men. So take it both ways. To God, we are simply a noise. That's all we are doing. We are doing nothing constructive. We are of no help, no blessing, no sweet fragrance unto God. But instead, it's only something where He wants to get away from us because of the noise. The same thing is true for men. You don't like a clanging noise. And Paul uses symbols here of gongs, clanging cymbals. In other words, the things that are noisiest, which might go well in an orchestra that's being properly conducted. But in this case, it's a noisy gong. It's a clanging cymbal. It's out of tune. It's inappropriate. It's in the wrong place. And it's not just any love. It is God's own love that is spoken of here. As you will have heard probably, it is the agape love, His love. Human love is still a noisy gong and clanging cymbal. We must have God's love, and God's love is through the forgiveness of sins that He pours out His love into our hearts.